Dear Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is October 9th, 2012, episode
450.
Oh my gosh, 450. That's crazy.
Wow.
Hawaii 450.
We're almost to 500.
I know. 50 more shows.
Which means we're almost 1,000. And
which, that's next year. We do 2 a week.
Yeah.
Wait, no, that's half a year. That's 6 months, right? 52 weeks in a year.
We do half a year.
Yeah, so 6 months.
But we always don't do 2 shows a week.
But almost always.
Yeah.
But we make up for it with our...
But sometimes we do 3 a week.
Yes.
And a diarrhea monologue.
Yeah. Well, generally, I can tell you this much. We will never do 3 shows and a diarrhea monologue in the same week.
No.
We are not the fat one.
It would probably be the end of this podcast if we did more than 3 shows in 1 week. Yeah. It would be towards the end. It would be like the final week.
No, what would happen would be like before the New Year's last year, where we took our 2 week hiatus. Like, we're busy. Mm-hmm. here's a bunch of shows. Now wait till the next year.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty,
which probably should happen again this year.
Oh well, I am glad that you brought that up.
Oh, is that actually
what I was going to talk about?
Did I totally just segue without knowing it?
Yes, I was going to talk about it at the end, but we can do it now.
So this is what we've been waiting for. This is a bitch segment that should be coming in our favor.
It's not really a bitch.
What? Do we have a?
What the? Was that a fat finger?
No.
Oh, too bad you can't loop that. Like, if you wanted to keep going.
I can.
Oh, you can loop it?
Yeah.
The love
story.
But
it doesn't have to be.
Love story.
All right, so this is how this goes. Today I had tweeted on the Foul Monkeys tweet that said, I'm thinking about taking... Or,
I'm sorry, what? I can't take you seriously.
Actually, I was loving it. It should be like every time he goes on a rampage.
This is the hashtag serious song. Continue.
No, it's really not that serious. But I think, and this is how you guys feel. I had hinted about it earlier today and only 2 people responded, which I guess is fine. But I kind of feel that sometimes we have to pull teeth to get things done. Or to, like, get responses or to get some interaction with people. Mm-hmm. And when we do get interaction, it's always usually with the same people.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to feel like I'm getting tired of doing this. And I want it to be fun for me. So I think we should do, like, a whole month off.
Oh, no.
I love this.
A whole month off.
Not now. Mm-hmm. Because that's kind of mean.
Yeah, I hate you all.
Bye.
Especially right when we're trying to get nominated for a best podcast.
I mean, yeah, definitely that. But you guys don't know how it feels to do this and sometimes go weeks without getting anything in return for it.
Well, I think it's because we are more of a show that caters to the listener, and we try to encourage the listener to interact with us, and that's part of our big old shtick, unlike some other shows who can go on off topic for hours and not even talk
about
the
listener. Well, we still do that. But I kind of feel like the nurse that helps everybody but never gets anything in return. That's how I'm starting to feel, and it may be, maybe it's the 7-year itch that I'm getting. Because, you know, we're going on that. But I don't know. Sometimes I feel like, maybe it's ending too.
Well,
it could be that.
Well, that could be true too. Mm-hmm. I think it's probably a little bit of maybe all of the above. Because I think you then have to look at, why do you do a podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing a podcast because you're expecting and needing and wanting people to adore you, love you, and respond all the time?
Well, yes. A little more often.
You know? Or are you trying to put something out there to entertain?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So then that, then also then, give, like, I think gives you different answers to that. I mean, I don't think that it's bad to take time off.
Mm-hmm.
One, our lives get really busy, and it does get difficult.
Mm-hmm.
This, like, October, it's difficult because I made
actually,
it difficult.
October through December, right? We're busy.
But I do agree. Like, last year, it was really nice at Christmas, at the holiday time, mm-hmm. to not have to worry about recording because of traveling, because of all those things that make the holidays gay.
Stressful.
You know, and that was nice. And I don't think that's a bad thing. You know, I guess, listeners, I mean, us not giving you a show during that type of season isn't like a smack in the face. If mm-hmm. someone actually, I mean, does anyone believe that? I mean, will this rile you up now to call in?
That's not what I'm expecting.
That's what Ricky's trying to do.
But like you said, you know, we're doing this to entertain people, but how do you know if you're entertaining if you're not, if you don't get anything? Like, if you don't know what people are thinking. I mean, how many times have we asked people just to give us feedback or an email?
Well, but I guess, though,
you know.
Yeah, but at the same time, sometimes no feedback means you're doing okay. Because no feedback means that they're okay with what you're doing.
I don't like just okay.
You also have, I mean, I also think about the fact that a lot of people are listening to us during times where they can't really
do it right
then.
Do
that? Yeah. And then they're like, okay, I'll do it later. And then they forget and everything. And then, the next podcast's out. Okay, I'll listen. Mm-hmm. You know, and so I just feel like it's, people are listening to while they're running or they're doing on their drive to work or, you know, so.
Well, the other thing is consistency, which we've gotten
really good at,
really much better at, but at the same time too, you know,
good job with editing and getting it out early on time.
Thanks.
Oh, look, kumbaya. Aww. But no, but sometimes, you know, sometimes consistency is important too, though, because, mm-hmm. you know, if you're inconsistent, then it's hard for people to know when to not, because, you know, sometimes we'll start a contest, but then mm-hmm. we forget about it for six shows.
Well, it's because we forget about it is because no one responds.
Right. But maybe we also have to manage our expectations on if people are listening a week later because mm-hmm. they listen once a week for two shows. You know, right. like because they're not listening the day we put it out because maybe we have too high of expectations for people who are wanting it so badly that as soon as it comes out, they're listening to mm-hmm. it. You know, that maybe we have to manage the expectation that we have to give people time to respond. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm a devil's advocate boy. I'm a manager, so that's what I do. So I have an answer for everything. But I think breaks are good, especially if you don't want to. I mean, if you are at the point or you're wondering or thinking that is the retirement mm-hmm. coming near of this project, you know, therefore new project can be created that's mm-hmm. something more of the lines that fits in with
whatever
world life, whatever you're wanting, that's, you know, that's a different legitimate, you know, mm-hmm. concern, question, you know, thing to come up with as well. You know what I mean? Like, not every just think about Pride 48 and how many great podcasts have ended.
Yeah.
But then have also started new things, you know.
So now you're throwing on the guilt trip. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I'm just
you were doing it to the listeners.
You were at Pride 40. You're never mind.
I just meaning that everything does have a life,
right?
You know, a shelf life. Mm-hmm. And if you, who's been doing this for 7 years, feels that shelf life's coming near, there's no shame in ending it when it's good as either as well, mm-hmm. instead of doing something where you know not committed and then you turn into a hot mess that your right. listeners, that the hater listeners have been waiting for.
That's true.
That when is you
true.
Start to validate them. Actually, yes, this show is a hot mess of, why don't you listen to me?
So this is my idea, and this is what yes. I was thinking. I think, and it's up to you guys too, because you're
I part love
of
how
this.
We're having like a serious conversation.
We're having
that's
a
like
business a, meeting.
That's like a board meeting. No, that's when he goes on his tirades. Now we need like board meeting
right,
music.
Like phones. Oh, okay, yeah, that'll work.
Because I love now how the listeners, you're just voyeurs
they
right now. You're just voyeurs as we conduct Foul Monkey's business.
Oh my God, is Ricky going to cry?
Crying episode,
so I
part
think,
two.
Right. I think from December 15th to January 31st, no shows. Whoa. Except for maybe repeats or, you know, reposting of the old shows.
Oh, the 15th of December.
December 15th through January.
Through the end of January?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's a long time.
Long chunk.
I mean, you guys can do one if you want.
No.
I don't.
But
I need some time.
But remember, though, here's what we talked about before. There are three of us.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm busy and really can't handle it, there's no reason why the two of you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Can do it. Same if you're busy and we have the time, there's no reason why. Well, that, and we've proven to you that we can do a show that people will listen. No, I think that obviously we got to talk about this offline, but
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think some variation upon that theme is appropriate. Last mm-hmm. year, when we had that time off in December, was brilliant because mm-hmm. you got to not worry about scheduling your vacations around, are you going to have time to record,
mm-hmm.
you know, or the holiday parties mm-hmm. or wanting to spend time with your family and your friends, or work at the end of the year is always special for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice. Granted, not nice for the listeners, but
they could, I mean, they're also kind of busy with lives too. So, mm-hmm. I mean, they could be doing that too, dealing with that too. So
maybe it'll be helpful to them that they don't have to listen for a month and a half. Cause I know listening to podcasts can be stressful too, because I try to listen to all I can. And I know I'm being a hypocrite because I'm bad about contacting other podcasts, but
yeah.
You know, I just...
It's not being a hypocrite. You got to, you know, you have to weigh that with how you're feeling, because the feelings are legitimate, but obviously we can improve.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't have time to listen, but when I do, you know, I will call, like, Satersphere, for instance, mm-hmm. but I listen to, like, four shows at a time because I do not have time to...
Yeah.
I cannot guarantee time weekly to listen to Always Participate, like in his Guess the Musical, but I try to do it as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Though I want to do more, I just, you know, I don't have a commute.
Right.
You know, I can't listen while during
his,
I'm working.
His 3-second commute to get to the bathroom.
Pretty much.
Mm.
I can't fast forward this.
I get to do that on October 17th. I get to work from home. I'm so excited.
This is the week where I'm wishing I had an office, because there's been some shit going down that I'm like, I really want. I've never been a manager of so many people and actually worked in an office. So, like, I want a desk and an office
and a door to slam
with all my employees. Yeah, so that when shit goes down. Some shit went down at work that was not my employee, and when I was talking to my peer and trying to help talk her down a ledge and mm-hmm. like level set her and be like, this is what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing was, I hope she realizes that she better be glad that she wasn't my employee,
mm-hmm.
because I would have gone ballistic. And if I would have been in an office, I would have made her feel small at her cube, made her come to my office, slammed the door, yelled at her so everyone could hear through the door, and she would leave crying.
Is that legal?
Probably not. Yes. Probably.
Slamming doors?
It depends on what words you use.
Yes. But of course, I'm a wordsmith. I would have used every non-inflammatory common name. No, it was just like, I want an office.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
It's not that great.
No. I think what's great is when you have both. And you can mm-hmm. choose.
That would be nice.
I just need an office to go to sometime. Because, yeah.
There's not one here in Chicago at all?
Nope.
There is a... I think I've said it where I work, but that's where I work, people. office.
He said obviously.
Yeah. No, I said office.
Oh, office. Do you want me to take it out? I can.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
If you forget, we forget, whatever. But there is an office here.
Are you giving me options? Take it out.
Bradley just says take it out.
He said. He also said take it out. For those listeners.
Sorry. I still have the
TB.
The TB, the plague, the Pride 48 Black Plague. No, we have an office here, but this office here does nothing in my department mm-hmm. or larger departments or anything along those lines. So there's no place for me to go.
They should still invite you to their holiday party.
But there's no department. We don't have holiday parties. We have one office that has more than two employees, and we'll say, hey, why didn't you all go out to lunch? Here's two gift cards. You know, I mean, like, what do you do? But even the other problem is that even though it's a really large company,
mm-hmm.
so if I had a place in the office, they'd have to pay rent.
They'd have to pay rent.
They basically have to pay rent to the company. My department would be mm-hmm. for office space.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like having property, and we have no allocation of space there.
Yeah, that's kind of why the company that I work for is out in the suburbs because they didn't want to pay because they were going to go downtown. And then they're like,
that's kind of why Sears we're not paying out rent. The Sears Tower.
Yeah, but at the same time, there's a lot, you know, several hundred people. I think if they have a building of their own downtown and in the suburbs and other places, there's like more than one office in Chicago. It just has nothing to do with what I do. So,
all right, we're done talking about time off. The amount of time that I take off may change. Just depends on how I feel. But right now, I'm kind of feeling that.
It's legitimate. It's legitimate.
So, sorry to bring it down. 15 minutes of downtime.
You have 2 months
to decide.
Listening to Ricky and his bullshit before he leaves.
Speaking of serious shit, though. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, if we take the time off and we do it all together, you are going to hear the worst shows there have ever been on this podcast.
You might hear the crying show episode.
Maybe that's what we do.
You are giving them a month and a half free of Foul Monkeys, and all the least you could do is
I always have to give. I gave Gold Lame pants. Of course, they gave money for that.
And I wore them first. No one actually gave money for those.
But
people raffled for the raffle. People did. Mm-hmm. I think they just said they were going to buy those.
No, Melinda said she put $50 in.
Oh,
for it.
Yeah. I heard other people.
But also, you had a shirt that was covering your junk.
That's because I wasn't showcasing Moose Knuckle. That was the whole reason you were wearing them.
Yes.
Which I went to go wash them the other day, and it says machine or hand wash only, so now I have to hand wash them.
Scrub that shit.
So since we're, you know, we brought the conversation down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we have some more down.
Jesse asked us to talk about the debates between Obama and Mitt.
No. It sucked.
We also need to talk about Shoddy.
Shoddy!
So I don't think we're going to talk about the debates because it doesn't. I don't think we need to talk about politics right now.
Well, I think we all kind of agree on the same thing.
Yeah.
I didn't watch them.
My only comment that I will say is that moderator must have come from a small family because he did not know how to interrupt a conversation.
He needed one of Bradley's relatives in there.
Because if you...
All 14,000 of them.
Because, yeah, if you came from any kind of family that had to try to talk, you know how to shut someone up or at least be like, plow through it to get your question out to get it back on.
Though afterwards, I will say this, afterwards, and I think it's a complete just trying to cover up for him. There's news stories about how he was trying, that was his intention. He was literally trying to be more of a hands-off moderator, which makes no sense to me.
So isn't he, all right, so I didn't listen to the debates, but I know that Mitt Romney said he's going to cut spending to PBS and NPR and shit like that.
Yep, because he doesn't think